This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Richard Giordano going to join us here in just one moment. But first up, it's our Monday Mortgage Minute, and Kurt Rogers joining us now. Housing sales, Kurt. And I was watching a lot of this, actually, you know, had last week off and did a bunch of stuff around my house and just, you know, kind of, you know me, I'm always nosing around looking at different things and so on. And I do see that there's some opportunities probably on both sides of the fence, buyers and sellers, although I don't see that the market has anywhere, stalemated or stagnated like some folks might predict. What are your thoughts?
I agree with you, John. The market, and if you read all the articles, it's typical of this time of year for things to slow down. If you look at the numbers from 2020 to 2021, home values are up over 16% in 1 year.
Wow.
The average home right now is selling for $535,000. And that's in the third quarter of this year. So, yeah, there's just less homes on the market.
Right.
But there's still the demand is still high.
And that's one thing that I have noticed is what's on the market, in my opinion, is either on the bottom end of the barrel. Sorry, I'm just going to say it as it is, Kurt. I kind of feel like you're kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel, or you're at the other end of the spectrum where there's folks that either understand their value, or maybe they're looking, to move or do something along those lines. And I think there's some that are, I'll just say it as it is, Kurt, they're overpriced also.
Yeah, I think that there's some that are overpriced, but they're settling in. But you bring up a good point about the lower-priced homes. There's actually, from some of the articles I've read, people are starting to see the advantage with those, especially with the lenders, that they've come out with loans that will actually let you buy the house as it is and then give you the money to fix it and have it already built in the financing.
Right.
So you have to do one loan, and you can change the bedrooms, you can put in a new kitchen, you can go anywhere from $35,000 to $150,000, and it's one loan.
And there's some, and on that end of it, there's some pretty decent deals out there on that end of things. I mean, compared to what you just said a moment ago, I'm looking. You can still buy some houses in that $350,000 to $450,000 range if you're willing to put some elbow grease into it.
That's if you do that, a loan will work out very well.
All right.
So, yeah.
I'll let folks know how to get a hold of you in a moment. What's up on Haystack Help Radio tomorrow?
We're going to be talking about sleep apnea and that device called the Inspire. You see commercials about it where you don't have to put something on your face anymore. This thing is really doing quite well. It's a great product. So we're seeing a lot of people that are starting to look at it. And I have a doctor on tomorrow with a specialist about the Inspire.
Awesome. Kurt, as always, I appreciate it, sir. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Have a great week, sir.
Take care.
All right, and that is it. Again, Kurt Rogers, if you need him, call direct, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe, too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hey, wiper blades, yes, we will need them in the not-too-distant future. In fact, some of you that are traveling up to the high country will need them sooner than later. And we've got winter still coming. Trust me, it will show up. Geno's right now will give you a free set of wiper blades if you spend over $50. Don't forget, they've been over in the Littleton area almost 40 years now. 303-794-6700. That's Geno's with a J, genosautoservice.com.
This month at Geno's Auto Service in Littleton, receive a new set of windshield wipers with any service over $50. It won't be long before the cold weather returns, so now is a good time to make sure your vehicles are serviced and in good condition. At Geno's, any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. This month only, take advantage of free windshield wipers with any service over $50 when you mention this ad on KLZ. For over 38 years, Geno's has been serving customers all along the Front Range. Geno's is AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Be sure to check out Geno's excellent Google reviews. Stop in or visit them online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
All right, folks, don't be down and out when the power goes out, which, by the way, happened over Thanksgiving in California. So now a solar generator that we're talking about, mysolarbackup.com, will not run your entire house, probably wouldn't run your oven. So if you're on Thanksgiving Day cooking away and the oven stops because they shut the power off, lots of political reasons behind that we'll get into later in the week. But if that were you, how do you keep the lights on? How do you keep some of those essentials running, like your refrigerator, freezer? Those things can be run with a solar backup generator. Go to mysolarbackup.com and learn more.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of electricity, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Solar generators are emergency backup systems that provide life-saving electrical backup power. And mysolarbackup.com has just moved a small shipment of new solar generators through the Long Beach port. Unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous winter weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Listeners get over $700 in additional bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Enter the Solar Generator Giveaway Contest while you're there and look for the free report, How to Cut Your Electric Bill in Half. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Boy, and that is a fact, too. We're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Myself, Richard Giordano, who's the author of a couple of books. In fact, we had Richard on back when he wrote his first book, which is Supercharged Learning, which goes along with that song, by the way. As you know, how wacky thinking and sports psychology make it happen. But you talk a lot about, you know, just some of the crappy ways we've been teaching our kids over the years. We're going to talk more about that today, of course. And then the last book you wrote, Ineptitude, Conformity, and... I can't say that word. You say it.
Obfuscation.
Obfuscation. There we go. The fraud of the teacher evaluation of the public school system, which, again, we've talked about even prior to you writing the book. We talked about this in the past. And just the way we do it is, you know, completely, you know, really it's backwards in the way we do things.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, John, the reason I wrote that book, the inspiration for that book was a show that we did this is, I don't know, maybe 3-4 years ago.
Right.
It's been quite a while.
And you've been with us for 5 years or so plus, so we've been talking to Richard. Richard's background, by the way, for those of you listening, and where he gets a lot of his kudos, at least for me, is you're a public school principal for a number of years.
I was that. Yeah, I was a high school principal. I should point out that what I'm going to give this afternoon, this early evening, are my opinions based on my roughly 30 years, 19 of which were as a high school principal. We're going to talk about boards of education and superintendents, targeting the Gilpin County School District. That's
right.
Where I am. I know about that. I try to talk about what I know about.
But this is going on everywhere, by the way.
You know, I think it is, John, and I can't honestly say how much of what I'm seeing in Gilpin is transferable to other districts, but I suspect quite a lot.
I would suspect you're correct. And the reason I say that is because we've seen what's been happening on a nationwide basis when it comes to school boards and, you know, parents being involved in school boards and then being labeled a domestic terrorist by being at a school board meeting in the first place. I mean, that's the level that we've come to in this country, Richard, where we've got certain politicians. They lost, by the way, in the last election for saying that, but basically saying that we as parents have no right to say what our kids are taught in a public school system. That they need to pay attention because they lost in Virginia last election. I believe a lot of because of what was said there.
Yeah, exactly right. For those that are listening, they're familiar with Loudoun County and the furor that took place there. Gilpin County is not to that extent and degree, and I think it's largely because people are asleep and they don't really know what's happening. And what I want to get into a little bit later is the fact that the board and the superintendent, like Steve Bannon says, there are no conspiracies, but there are no coincidences.
That's true.
There's a great deal of things that are happening behind the scenes that parents don't know anything about, and yep. The board keeps it that way.
I think, and yeah, to your point, that's done on purpose. So one of the things that we're going to talk about today is this whole topic of transgenderism, and it's happening in Colorado to a point where, and we've talked about this with Richard in the past, and he brought to my attention, and I'm no fan of CHASA. I'll just say this first off. This is not Richard speaking. This is John now speaking. But I'm no fan of CHASA. I've had dealings with them when my kids were playing high school sports some, 10, 15, even 20 years ago. And I'm no fan of CHASA. I think it's a very politically run organization. They're supposed to be looking out for the best interest of the student athlete in Colorado. But what I will tell you is my experience with CHASA is it's far from that. They are looking out for their own political gain in a lot of situations, and they've got a lot of favorites that they play among schools and school districts in the state, and it is by no means a bipartisan, non-opinionated organization. Am I saying that right, Richard?
I think that's pretty mild.
Thank you.
Well, as a former high school principal in districts in Colorado, I would concur with that, but perhaps for different reasons. But as I've gotten into this transgender issue and had some contact with Bethany Brookins, who is the lead in the transgender movement for CHASA, and by the way, becomes very non-communicative when you try to get direct answers out of her.
Of course.
I even talked to the president of the organization, and I didn't talk to her, sent her an email, got no response. But, John, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that, quite frankly, as we talked before we came on air here, when I do these shows, I spend a couple of days in research beyond that which I'm normally doing. And I always find out that I learn a great deal, more than I need for this show or we can even get in.
That's why I'm always here doing what I do, because I learn a lot every day by doing this, Richard.
Well, I'm not at all surprised. One of the things, John, that I want to mention that really concerns me, and it's in the limelight now with this critical race theory.
Right. CRT.
I don't think people recognize that critical race theory is an adjunct to a critical theory which came out of Germany by two Marxists in Columbia University in this country. Critical race theory, I think, is definitely a Marxist paradigm.
Well, I agree.
Without a doubt. And it's been
here a long time, by the way. This is not something, I think for a lot of you listening, you'll think that, this just came around the last two or three years or maybe even 5 years. No. Critical race theory, to Richard's point, has been rolling around since probably the 60s to early 70s in this country?
In this country, it came well before that out of Columbia University. But it started in the 1930s, about the time of the war, when those two people, Horkheimer and Marcuse, came to this country. Things got a little hot there, and they came to this country. And Marcuse remained here. Marxism is really not understood that well, and I think probably in the case of the Gilpin County School District and the board members and the superintendent in particular, there's a pervasive ignorance. Mm. I would like to characterize it as that because I don't want to go to the realm of stupidity.
Yeah, because there's a difference between the two.
There is. Stupidity is doing something that you know is wrong, but you do it anyway.
Right. That's being stupid.
Yeah, that's being stupid.
Ignorant is you just don't know, right?
Yes, but on the other hand, John, and your listeners will understand this, you can't define yourself to be something that you are not. That is contrary to Aristotle's law of non-contradiction. It's contrary to the chromosomal circumstance in the human body. Males and females are inherently biologically different, and you can't become one if you're the other.
Over the weekend, by the way, to go along with these lines, I did not experience this, but my wife did. So she was so mad yesterday. Came out of a store, and I can't remember which one of those ones you buy bath soaps and candles and all that junk at, and was offended, and rightfully so, by the way, offended at the fact that the name tags now in this particular store have their pronouns with the name. So you might be Jim, and underneath Jim would be he, him, or they, them, depending upon what your, I guess, I don't know, depending upon what you consider yourself to be, Richard. And this whole pronoun use and the criticisms of those that don't do it correctly, it frankly, has to stop. It's utter nonsense.
It's
not even ignorance either in that particular case, Richard. It's utter stupidity.
Yeah.
And utter nonsense that we've gotten to a point where you're having to put a pronoun on a name tag.
Well, in the first book, I identified a paradigm for learning called making up crap.
Mm-hmm.
And that isn't vulgar. Crap I define as things that are stupid or ridiculous, no foundation in reality. They're absurd. And what we're dealing here, quite honestly, I'm sorry if I'm going to offend, sorry, not sorry, as the saying goes.
Right.
If I'm going to offend people, but quite honestly, this whole transgenderism issue is just pure crap.
It is. It is just utter, it's just garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
It is pandering to a bunch of psychopaths, is how I've always said it. And I will continue to say that. I will continue to state that because some, even just roughly, even 15 years ago in my lifetime, when I was in high school some 40 years ago, if you'd have been running around talking about being a she and you were a he, you'd have been in the funny farm. You'd have been in a straitjacket.
Yeah.
We are now pandering to literally psychopaths, and we wonder why we're going down the paths, plural, in this country that we are.
Well, let me, if I can, divert back a little bit to the Gilpin County School District. That's Black Hawk and Central City. It's a small district, a K-12 school, with a superintendent and an elementary principal and a high school principal. And, you know, John, the thing that really disturbs you about this is that these people, every one of them, I was at a board meeting not too long ago, and I presented the genome circumstance in terms of sexual identification in the human species. And I said at the end of it, I can't imagine why, for the life of me, any of you who know this, you all know this, would support the program that you have just enacted. The superintendent basically is the one who actually caused this to happen. And the superintendent, I want to tell you a little funny story. Quite honestly, intellectually, I don't have a great deal of respect for the man because I think he really doesn't know what's going on.
Which there's no excuse for.
Well, there's no excuse. He's been in the district for 8 years. I think he's near the retirement time. Hopefully that'll be sooner than later, frankly. I had a conversation with him late summer outside of his office, and there are a couple of things that came out that were germane. I think your listeners will appreciate knowing the level of awareness of a superintendent in this state, in Gilpin County. I asked him at that time, because the issue of critical race theory is becoming prevalent in the media, I asked him what he knew about that. And his response was, "I've heard of it." And I thought, wow, he's heard of it. The other thing, after a conversation relative to the issue of transgenders, as I said, oh, yeah, let me cut to the chase here. If you have a daughter, if you had a daughter in the schools, in these schools, and your daughter was forced by the policy ACE3 that you have asked the board to enact and which has been enacted, if your daughter was forced to compete in her sport, let's say track and field, against a male, would you think that was appropriate? And he stopped for a minute, smirked, and said, "No comment." Now, this is the man that encouraged and moved the board toward the adoption of this policy. Now, what does that tell you about his integrity?
And what it tells me also is that even though he claims to have no knowledge of CRT, he has full knowledge of it.
Well, I'm not sure.
I think he's just pandering. He's trying to typical as to what that side will do at times, Richard, is he's trying to shove that off or not make a big deal out of it. And, oh, yeah, I've heard of it. But trust me, they've heard a lot more about it than what they'll lead on.
Well, I'm not sure about that. And the reason is I was also recently at a meeting of the District Accountability Committee. That is supposedly chaired by a woman who's a corporate attorney at a Denver law firm.
Okay.
And she didn't chair the meeting. The elementary school principal did. But on the minutes of a previous meeting, they referred to critical race theory as anti-racism. And the superintendent was in the meeting. So you have to wonder the depth of understanding, even of the depth of understanding of these people, of these issues. That's my problem with Gilpin County. I think there is a pervasive ignorance. If there isn't ignorance, if all of the people on the board, all five of them, understand basic biology, and by the way, about 3-4 weeks ago, I got all of the textbooks for the entire district and the entire science curriculum, but I focused on the high school BSCS biology program. And I went back and I studied that and I looked at it. I knew what was there and I knew what wasn't there. There is nothing in that textbook that has anything to do with supporting or even referencing the idea of transgenderism. So here you have a school district that is teaching the students what basic biology is, and then you have policies in the district that are saying, well, no, it's not that way. Mm-hmm. Now, you want to talk about the crap that happens in high school by Neil Simon's song, Kodachrome.
Mm-hmm.
Kodachrome. I don't know what to say about that, and I don't know how one of the board members, by the way, who was on the board earlier and is currently on the board, how he could have presented the board with a little plaque that says, just always ask yourself this, what's best for kids? Now, that man sits on the board now with four other people, and they all approved a program which is completely, by the science, totally bogus.
Right.
And yet they sit there. I don't know how do they do that. I'll tell you how. They do it because they were told the law tells them to
That's
do
right.
it.
That's right.
But they don't understand that the United States Justice Department in 1972 enacted Title IX, which delineated between males and females. There's nothing in there about transgenders. That came during the Obama administration, and Arne Duncan, former failed superintendent in the Chicago Public Schools, he changed for the Department of Education. The Federal Department of Education introduced transgenderism in addition to male and female.
Hmm.
So they made up a law that now everybody dutifully in the school districts, like lemmings, are mindlessly following.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll come right back, folks. If you got a question, by the way, for Richard, text us. You can do that, 307-200-8222. Or you can call in, talk to us directly, 303-477-5600. We'll come right back, though. In the meantime, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air is coming up next. Great sponsor of ours, by the way, and that's because of them that we can do the things we do on a daily basis. So if there's anything you need around the house when it comes to your heating needs, your electrical needs, give them a call today. Don't forget to ask about the Absolute Advantage membership as well, 720-526-0231 or klzradio.com.
Increase comfortability in your home with a UV air purifying system from Absolute. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air offers dynamic air solutions you won't find at most HVAC companies. Unfortunately, not all air purification products deliver on their promises. Before selecting a product, the team at Absolute personally met with the scientists who developed the technology, installing systems in their own homes to make sure they really work. The science makes sense. Your ultraviolet purifier attaches to your furnace, killing particles like dust, mold, and even most viruses at the source before the air blows through your vents into the rest of your house. One small unit purifies the air throughout your home, eliminating odors. Call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air today for an air purifier that works. 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial. Al Smith wants to help you with your future financial needs. And unlike the Gilpin County School District, don't play dumb. Know what your finances are like. Make sure they're in order, and you're going to get where you need to go. Al can help you with all of that. KLZradio.com, 303-744-1128.
You've been saving for retirement your entire career. Now it's time to take some of your winnings off the table.
Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you create a tax-efficient retirement plan. You've never had much need for a financial advisor in the past because you have primarily contributed to your company's 401k or IRA. Now you're looking to the future. You know those accounts will be fully taxable once you retire, and taxes could be a pretty big chunk. Now's the time to start thinking about converting at least a portion of your nest egg into tax-free accounts. Your company's retirement plan has served you well, but you don't need to leave your nest egg there forever. In fact, it may be in your best interest to move some of that money before you retire. Find out how you could move into a lower tax bracket. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith at klzradio.com/money. Planning with purpose. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Before you sell a house, you clean up the front to maximize the sale price with curb appeal. Before you sell a business, you get organized so buyers can see their potential earnings clearly. Buyers want to purchase an investment, not a job. To make your company more attractive to a buyer, your business needs to run smoothly without you. Hire John Rush as your personal business coach before you sell to maximize your profits. Email John at rushtoreason.com for one free session.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Again, Richard Giordano with us, and he's done a lot of work up in the Pitkin County area when it comes to the school district and things that are going on there, which I know a lot of you listening have as well. A lot of you listening have run for different school boards or have been very involved with your school board. In fact, a lot of you listening were very involved with getting Douglas County and some of the other counties in the state flipped from blue to red. So thank you very much for doing so. It's because of the work you all have done and the kind of work that Richard's doing now that you can get back involved and take back over your school district. And that's what Richard and I were even talking about at the break was, you know, the only way to get this solved is parents have got to be a lot more involved than what they currently are, Richard, especially in some of these areas of what you're talking about right now, or you're just going to continue to see this stuff go down these, I don't even call them rabbit holes. I mean, they're designed to go down these holes, and literally they're holes of death for our education system is how I see it.
They're literally unlimited faults in the earth. You don't get out of them.
That's right. That's right. That's right. It's never ending. It's that black hole you're never going to get out of.
No, you're never going to get out of it.
So, in fact, to that point, you asked Gilpin County to do a survey among parents.
I did.
To this effect, right?
I did. This goes to the issue of what we were talking about at break, John, about not claiming not to know.
Right. Which, real quick, I believe, Richard and I were talking again during the break, and I believe some of these administrators will say, well, you know, we just don't know, or they'll act ignorant, quote-unquote, if you would. And I feel like it's a plan, sort of a planned ignorance to where if they can put that off on somebody else and make it like it's not them or not their idea or not their problem, then they can just shove it off to the next guy. It's like the clerk at the store that doesn't have the answer for the return that's got to go call the manager to come over and figure out how to get the return handled correctly. Even though they may know full well what needs to be done, they won't do it because they don't want to be that guy.
That's right. Well, to your point, when I was a principal in Boulder Valley Schools, I survived 5 years there, I should say.
Well, I survived up there longer than that, in your capacity, but well, you know.
You're working on cars.
You're in the education system.
I was working on a lot of crazies. But in any case, one of the terms that I learned there was really a perfect paradigm for most administrators. Slide and glide.
Yeah.
Slide and glide.
Yeah, good one.
And, you know, the truth of the matter is, I learned this a long time ago in public education, the farther you move up the scale from teacher to a counselor to an assistant principal to a superintendent, the politics becomes more important and learning and teaching becomes
less important.
Not important.
Or non-existent even.
Non-existent.
Yeah.
But to your point about what I asked the board to do back in March, I went before the board and I made a request and I gave them formal packets with information, with a formal survey that I'd put together. It took a little time to put this together. And the survey had a little demographic data. No parent needed to identify himself or herself. Had some questions about if you had children in school, how many children and what grades, and did they participate in athletics? Did you participate in athletics? And the one question was this. A student athlete who was born please respond to the following statement by circling one. It's a Likert scale from strongly agree, somewhat agree, no opinion, somewhat disagree, that sort of thing.
Right.
Here's the statement. A student athlete who was born a biological boy, but who now identifies as a girl, must be allowed to compete in school athletics against biological girls. Now, very simple.
Yeah.
It's basically saying, do you believe this or you don't believe this?
Right. Or have no opinion at all.
So I present this packet to the board, all five board members, in a formal meeting, open meeting.
Which I want to remind everybody real quick, too. Richard, and I know your age. You don't have any kids in school right now, do you?
I do not.
You're like me. All your kids are grown and gone. And so you're doing this just as a concerned citizen that's paying taxes, that's, you know, you've got property taxes, things are going in to fund all these different things. My point is this. You don't have to have kids in school to go to these meetings and be an involved parent.
Absolutely not. But to close the circuit on this little scenario of my presentation, the board never addressed it. They can only make decisions in a formally constituted meeting.
Okay.
So I kept inquiring about it, and I finally sent an email to the superintendent. After a couple of emails, I asked him, the board hasn't responded. And he sent me an email saying, the board considered your proposal during the June 1st meeting, and they asked me to blah, 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 advise you this. There was a videotape of the June 1st meeting. It was never discussed. So he flat out prevaricated, yep. Okay? So, you know, when you have that kind of a situation, what happens is you start to realize that the way these boards of education operate is they have a lot of information coming from a lot of different sources, but what they do is ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
They just ignore it, mm-hmm. and let's face it, most people will go away.
Mm. That's what they think. That's what they hope.
Yeah, and it happens, because when I go to board meetings, they restrict you to 3 minutes. I mean, you can hardly introduce
yourself.
Which
is a bunch of nonsense.
Well, it's a bunch of crap, quite honestly.
Yeah.
Back to the silliness and absurdity. Yeah. But when they do this, I've been at several board meetings, and virtually at every one of them, there's nobody in the audience. We're in a huge auditorium. They're sitting 25 feet back at a table with little pieces of cloth over their faces.
Right.
And mumbling through the cloth.
Right.
And there's nobody in the darn audience. You know, but they restrict you to 3 minutes.
And it's not like you're fighting for time.
Duh.
Well, that's the bureaucracy of what's going on in the public education system. And so, and again, there's so many things we could dovetail into this. And you guys hear me talk about these things on a continual basis. It's why we need vouchers. It's why we need competition to the public school system. It's why parents need to be able to take a dollar amount per child. Which in the great state of Colorado, by the way, for all of you listening, I haven't said this for a while. So for some of you maybe that are new to the program, haven't listened to us for a very long time. In Colorado, on average, and I realize that it's different with different districts across the state, but on average in the state of Colorado, it's about $13,000 a student to educate a student in the state of Colorado. And I realize there are some districts where it's going to be 10 and there's others where it's going to be 15, but the average, if you all don't know what averages are, just go look it up. But in average, it's about $13,000. So I proposed even years ago that, you know, I understand there's overhead to handling different programs and even the vouchers themselves and what family got what money and who, you know, is it being spent properly and so on and so forth. So I realize there's overhead. There always is. So I figure, okay, take $3,000 off the top and go give every parent that's got a child in a public school, in a public education system, $10,000 per kid, let them go wherever they want to go.
Yeah.
Done deal.
Yeah.
At that point, you've created competition, Richard, that literally, for the things that you're talking about right now, would pretty much put that to bed.
It would take care of that. You know, John, I want to make one more point, though, and I know we don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but I want to identify a couple of things. Number one, why all of this is happening.
Okay.
And this is based on my experience. It's my opinion based on being in it for many years and having a lot of activity with boards of education in relatively small districts, as well as some large districts.
Yeah, Boulder's not a small district.
Boulder's not a small district. And I can tell you stories about that board of education, but there's not enough time for that. Now, that's the problem when you've been in it for like 29, there's too many stories.
Right, right.
And they're all true.
Right.
But they're unbelievable. The biggest problem that I see in public education today, and I reference this in the second book, the book about teacher evaluation, is an absolute, not shortage, but absence of leadership.
Mm.
Now that, in this case in Gilpin County, I'm going to be quite honest with you and quite blunt, and if it offends some people, then that's their problem, not mine. The superintendent should be the educational expert, the knowledgeable source, and there, through that source of knowledge, background, experience, leads the board in a proper direction.
Yeah, agree.
Board members are not school people. They're community members. They come from all different walks of life.
And they should.
And they should.
Right.
They cannot be expected to understand things like, for example, critical race theory,
right,
or transgenderism. The reason those things are going to be problematic in, they are problematic now in Gilpin County in transgenderism, because they have a program there that says you have to compete against boys if you're a girl. Now, that's on the books. The superintendent caused that to happen. Now, that falls on that person.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
However, it's like I have a good friend who's a Marine. He's 35 years old, and I learned that you don't say ex-Marine. If you're a Marine, and you're always a Marine.
That's right.
By the Uniform Code of Military Conduct, for example, General Milley supposedly advised President Biden not to do what he did, and he went ahead and did it anyway. Well, General Milley, by the Code of Military Conduct, and reinforced by this young Marine that I know, General Milley had an obligation to resign his position by virtue of his Code of Military Conduct. Mm-hmm. And he didn't do that. The other thing that should have happened, he should have been court-martialed, okay, because he failed according to the Uniform Code of Military Conduct. If you transfer that to the public sector and the public schools, I cannot for a moment in Gilpin County, because I want to target that county, because I want to put the onus on the very people in that county.
Sure.
Now, I mentioned to you at break, I'm not going to mention names. I don't think it's necessary.
Not yet.
There are coaches in that county,
mm-hmm,
and there is an athletic director in that county.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they can continue to perform their work ethically.
Agree.
And not say to the superintendent, I'm resigning my position.
Agree.
Because I don't believe that's proper.
Spot on. I agree.
And what about the teachers? Where are the? Well, we know where they are. The National Education Association, American Federation of Teachers, they're in the bag. Mm-hmm. With the superintendents and the boards, it's what I called in the second book the education coterie. It's a loosely formed agglomeration of people who all politically buy in to this crap.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's not a lot of dissonance in that group.
You're right.
That's why the former, I don't even know if he's still the athletic director in the Jefferson County Schools, I spoke with him. That's why he didn't contest any of this. That's why none of the coaches or the teachers across the state and across the country are not raising holy hell about this, which they should be.
They should be, yeah.
So we can blame the parents for not getting involved, but it's right there in front of you. These are the quote-unquote professionals in Gilpin County. They work 4 days a week.
Mm.
They don't even work a full week, you know. Mm. The only board meeting that had a lot of people there were a bunch of teachers after the negotiations, and they got a nice little raise. They were all there, pardon the expression, sucking up.
Right.
Telling the board how wonderful they were.
Right.
And it was just like a litany of people, these lemmings that came before the microphone.
Hmm. Amazing.
Well, you know.
It is really amazing. Well, and what I say is amazing is that the very people that parents think they can rely on to stand in the gap for their kids, to your point a moment ago, even in the athletic world, their coaches and the folks that their kids are actually close to, the people that you think would be standing in the gap for your kids aren't.
And you know, John,
am I right in saying it that way?
You're 100% right. The gap is big, you know, and it would take more than one person to fill it. There's not even one to step in. But I want to relate to one thing.
But real quick, Richard, we haven't seen, at least maybe, unless I've missed it, And I know some of these people, you know, straight up. I know some of these folks individually. I haven't seen one coach, to your point. Mm. I don't care what sport it is. No. I haven't seen one coach in the entire state of Colorado all over the news media raising Cain about what you're talking about.
No. That
it hasn't happened.
No, it hasn't happened. And it should be.
Shame on them, by the way.
Well, that puts it mildly. If we were off air, I'd put it a little differently. But, you know, I want to make one reference point that I think is important. You made mention of the fact that I don't have a dog in the fight, so to speak. I'm old enough. I don't have any kids there.
Right.
The reason I am here today talking about this, and I'm targeting the district in which I reside, is because I've been in education so long, and I've seen a lot. And I'm fed up with it. When I started in 1964 as a teacher, it was a good profession. Mm-hmm. I felt proud to be a teacher. And it was a prideful position that I held. I taught biology. I taught the sciences, chemistry, etc. I coached. And to have seen how far this quote-unquote profession has fallen, it's just painful. And I don't really recognize people like these coaches who just won't. There was a movie a while back, Stand and Deliver. They don't stand and deliver. They all sit and defer, as does every superintendent, every principal. They're really a spineless group. And I'm sorry to be so blunt.
No, and it's partly why you're here. You believe the same way I do. I talk about this a lot. Sometimes I get so excited about it, and then I'll get, you know, comments back, you know, after the show, because, you know, I just rant and rave about the public school system and where we've gone, and the fact that I today don't know how you could put your kid personally in one. Well, then you get the comment back, well, now I'm having to pay twice.
Yeah,
you are, actually.
The way of things is not appropriate. It's not fair or whatever. But the only way it's going to change is that, because the question of who's running the schools, it's become a circumstance now where you have inept leadership being influenced by outside pressure groups.
That's right.
The LGBTQ, WXYZ, whatever they want to call themselves tomorrow.
You're correct.
That's what influences these people.
And they know that there's inept leadership there. They know there's a vacuum, if you would. And so they come along, and essentially they become the leaders and fill that vacuum. That's
absolutely
what's happened.
Absolutely. The only way it's going to change is if parents start to put pressure on the teachers, Board of Education, the superintendent, and they need to do it en masse. They need to have large
and simultaneously push for vouchers.
Well,
because both of those will fix that.
Yeah. The vouchers is a longer battle. I just like to see
a very long one, by the way, to your point.
Yeah, I just like to see 60 to 100 or 200 people at a board meeting in Gilpin County.
That would help immensely.
Each one of them taking 3 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
To let the board know what they think of transgenderism. Because the board didn't want to know. They didn't want to do a survey.
Amazing. It really is. It's amazing. All right, we'll come right back at one last little segment with Richard. Any questions, comments for Richard, please give me a text message, 307-282-22. Extreme Auto Repair's up next, folks. And again, whatever you need for your vehicle, keep that thing running all winter long. It's easy. They can take care of all of your repairs and maintenance at Extreme Auto Repair, klzradio.com, 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair takes care of their customers because they can. In order to earn the NAPA Auto Care Gold Certification, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker passed rigorous scrutiny testing the quality of their customer service. Hundreds of legitimate Google reviews, master technicians, digital vehicle inspections. Then, COVID-19 caused delays in the supply chain and nationwide part shortages. Once again, the team at Extreme Auto Repair stepped up to the challenge. They believe you do what you can for the customer, so they're staying in touch with suppliers on a daily basis, planning ahead to stay in stock. Thanks to their long-standing relationships with vendors, they have the ability to protect their customers from supply chain issues. So they're doing it. It's the right thing to do. Call them, 303-841-1071. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises made, promises kept.
Flesh and Beck is up next. Kevin Flesh, legally speaking, anything you need an answer to, give Kevin a call. He'd love to help you out. 303-806-8886 or fleshlawfirm.com. That's FLESCH.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, has a unique background that makes him a more effective advocate for you. He handles both criminal and civil cases. Most attorneys only do one or the other, but Kevin has almost 25 years of experience on both sides, which means he has more practice in the courtroom. Most personal injury attorneys will say they have experience in court, but since only about 10% of personal injury cases actually go to trial, those attorneys only appear in court once or twice a year. Because Kevin also takes criminal cases, he appears in court constantly. Kevin has a rare ability to present an argument that only comes from years of experience learning how to read a courtroom. KLZ's personal injury attorney continues to practice both civil and criminal defense because he believes the courtroom keeps him nimble. Trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886.
All right, G-Reminders, again, if you've ever missed an appointment, in other words, somebody's missed one with you, no shows, We've got a way to eliminate that. It's a great reminder system that works in conjunction with your existing calendar, whether that be Outlook or Google. It's a great way to make sure nobody misses an appointment. GReminders.com. You can find them by going to our website, RushToReason.com, and just click on GReminders.
It's so easy, you don't even need to think about it. GReminders has one goal: to eliminate wasted time and money by reminding your customers about their appointments. They don't want you to spend a lot of time editing the reminders. That would defeat the purpose. So GReminders has created a dynamic system unique to the industry that requires almost no effort on your part. You move an appointment on your calendar, GReminders will automatically update to reflect those changes. Sign up now for 10% off your first year at GReminders.com/KLZ.
The ACA, the Affordable Care Act, basically it's individual health insurance for people under age 65. This year, a lot of people don't realize there's a boatload of people out there who previously did not qualify for the tax credit that do now.
Call Paul Inigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts now, 303-423-0162.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard Giordano with us today. And by the way, you can still get the books. These are on Amazon. They're available. Supercharged Learning is the first book. And then Ineptitude, Conformity, and Obfuscation is the second book, Richard Giordano. And the last name is Giordano. Again, we'll have links up on the website later tonight, too. But a couple of text messages that came in, Richard. One of these is, these are in agreement with us. Coaches and others in the system will never lose their retirement and other benefit programs in order to save a single child from the poison that is liberalism.
Can it be true?
I think this person is spot on, by the way. Unfortunately, they are correct.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
It's not a multiple choice.
Well, and one last thing I wanted to kind of, this is more of a statement as opposed to a question for you, but I really feel like this is where the, and everybody that's got any kind of kids in sports understands what I'm going to say, but this is why club sports have now become sort of this new way. If you want your kid to really excel in sports and do away with all this crap that we're talking about right now, you go put your kid in club sports.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to abide by the same things that CHSA and the school districts mandate.
Yeah.
That's why they become so popular, in my opinion.
Well, I think you're probably right. And you know what it takes, John, is a lot more people getting involved than are willing to get involved.
That's right.
I think what happens with the transgender issue, quite frankly, is the whistling through the graveyard phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, parents think, well, it hasn't hit me yet, and let's hope it doesn't. And so they get through.
But it's going to.
Mark my words. There hasn't been a case yet in Colorado, to note, about transgenderism.
But there will be.
Do you think?
Oh, it's coming. Guaranteed, it's coming. As always, Richard, appreciate it. Time flies when you're here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Franktown Firearms, folks, coming up next. As I said earlier, if you're looking for that special gift for that special someone, you don't know what to get, go to Franktown Firearms and find something that is either off the shelf or they can bring in what you need as well. 720-770-7777 or klzradio.com.
Step out of your comfort zone and conquer your fears at the Franktown Firearms Tactical Fun Nights. All shooting levels welcome. For beginners, Tactical Fun Nights give you a chance to try before you buy, so you can learn which gun feels comfortable in your hand. You shouldn't necessarily listen to your friends or family when they try to give you their opinions about what kind of gun to buy. Decide for yourself. Unless you feel comfortable with your firearm, you probably won't practice like you should. Moving and shooting, rather than standing still, gives you a better opportunity to imagine how you'd respond in a real-world scenario. So you start to understand why you'd want a shotgun for home defense, but a pistol for concealed carry. Rental fees waived during Tactical Fun Nights. Ammo always in stock and available for purchase. Each Tactical Fun Night will pose a different scenario, so come back again and again. Sign up now at klzradio.com/Franktown, where students become friends.
All right, we're back again. Special thanks to Richard for joining us today. We'll have his contact info up on the website later tonight, where if you want to contact Richard directly or even get some advice from him on, hey, how do I handle things in my own district. Can you give us some advice on different things? Maybe this packet even that he put in front of his school board to have those survey questions asked among parents. You could do the same thing in your school district as well. We'll put that stuff up on the website later tonight as well. All right, tomorrow we got a great show in store for you, Richard. Or of course, Andy's going to join me. Andy Pate will be with me, and I appreciate him so much filling in last week for me. And then don't forget, Wednesday night, we've got our special event that'll be out in Parker. All of that is on the website. Just go to rushtoreason.com, click on the events tab, and it'll have all the information there. Come out and have some free pizza, plus a lot of other great things from our sponsors as well. So with that, guys, we're going to get out of here. Enjoy your evening. The first hour is up next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.